Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk about the FastFit machine, our isokinetic device, how it compares with other isokinetic devices, and why it's the best, and it's not particularly close. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the FastFit podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit. We hope you enjoy the show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is sort of part two, I think. The previous episode, we dove into what are isokinetics and, you know, sort of the different elements that are really important for effective strength training and how that technology addresses all of those. And then, as we mentioned, we wanted to go deeper into our machine, our isokinetic machine, the FastFit machine. There are other isokinetic machines out there in the wild. They've been around for a while. We've got some friends that have their own versions. We've got some non-friends that have their own versions. And then there are machines out there that might be mistaken for isokinetic machines because they look the same in the sense that they have screens and you can sort of see on the software. And those are called digital weights.
Right, like they have a motor.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe we start there. And a common one, you know, I think I can just call this one out, is Tonal.
Sure.
It's a cool machine. I've used it. It's kind of fun and interesting. It's got a screen. The weights are all digital. They're on there. And it might be sort of one of those things where people could look at it and say, oh, I get it. This is isokinetic. It's moving and blah, 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 et cetera. So maybe we start there. What's the difference between isokinetics and digital weights?
So the principle is if a human can select the resistance, that means it's not isokinetic. That means there's a chance that it could either underload or overload the user. In fact, it guarantees it. Anytime the human decides the resistance, whether that's sliding weight onto a bar or whether that's clicking in 35 pounds in the Tonal, now I'm using a type of resistance that is not responding to me. So if it's not responding to the user, it's not isokinetic.
So, and really, I guess not even a human. If somebody's advertising, we have AI and we've got this machine that's going to somehow...
It's going to give you the right weights.
Right.
For what it's still, anytime it can be voluntarily selected by a human, by an AI, good point, by a robot, anytime the resistance is pre-selected, then it's not responding to the user.
Okay.
So that's
so you've got these machines, they're called digital weights, and really what they're doing is they are acting like any other weight. They are in a really cool, creative, and more high-tech way.
Yeah.
They're selecting a set amount of resistance, and even if they change it over time, 30 goes to 20, goes to whatever.
Sure.
It's doing its best to select that, and then you do the work against it. Where isokinetic, it's the right amount of maximal force no matter what, given the day, time, human, fatigue, you name it.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so isokinetic machines. Let's talk a little bit about our FastFit machine and maybe why the functions of our FastFit machine differ from others. And of course, this isn't bias when I say why it's much better than any other one that exists.
Yeah, yeah, we look through it and this really is better.
Trust us.
Yeah, just trust me, bro. So there's a few out there, and the primary advancements that we've made have to do with form factor, have to do with the software interface, and have to do with the durability and load rating. So first one, the form factor, we have now created a machine that replaces basically a 3,000 square foot weight room. And I say that, there's a ton of stuff we can do that cannot be accomplished with any amount of weight. So I'm just using that as a for instance. Can address all the parts of the body you would ever want to stimulate and address for the purpose of exercise. In a form factor that is basically the size of a large couch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 3 feet wide, and it's about 12 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other isokinetic technology companies who have, for example, they had this good idea, the isokinetic idea in the motorized format, but they're still stuck in the old paradigm of this big giant machine is for pull downs. This big giant machine is for chest presses, and that's it. This one's for legs, and this, you get the idea.
Yes.
So it takes up this giant, big studio space. They can also address the full body, but it takes them so much more room, and this limits the volume that they can produce, which means things become a little bit more expensive. Not only their own overhead, but just the space you need in your home or business to have these.
And that then limits the number of exercises, like you said.
Correct.
So it's sort of like if you walked into an old school gym and you saw a bunch of Med-X machines, let's say there were six of them, usually those six machines gave you 6 to 8 exercises.
Right.
And that's it. And so there are companies that are sort of replacing those that way. And what you're saying here is our machine that sort of takes up, you know, the amount of a large couch.
Right.
How many exercises roughly is that doing?
It's doing just over 20, if I recall. Wow. So we have two sides to it. There's the front and the back. And this goes to another issue. The sides of the machine can be used simultaneously. So far, there hasn't been an isokinetic machine made that multiple people could use simultaneously. So that's an innovation that one machine has that others don't.
One machine, two people can be strength training.
Yeah.
And that machine is offering around 20 plus exercises.
Right.
Between those two people.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. And then the load rating, the one sitting in the studio right over there is load rated for 3,700 pounds. And
almost enough for me.
Huh? Yeah, almost enough for your bicep curl. And that is far and away by almost a multiple of two against one other isokinetic device of which I'm thinking. But it's many multiples more than Tonal has a maximum, I believe it's
250 now.
It's 250?
Yep.
So 250 pounds, which great arm workout. That's going to be great. We have little old ladies putting out that much in a negative in a chest press.
That's right.
And so it's not that we're particularly strong. It's that the human body is incredibly strong when resisting an irresistible force. Mm-hmm. The amount of force that is elicited, 250, you can't get there from here.
Right.
So there's many, many multiples, the load rating, which means you will never max out the weight stack, so to speak. You're never going to max it out. And it's as much as you can tolerate or as little as you require. Because again, it's adaptive. So we can also do 2 pounds. You know, we can drive our Ferrari 20 miles an hour to the market and back. You know?
Exactly.
So the form factor, the load rating and durability of it, and then the software interface. We have the most recent iteration of this, and actually on purpose, we kind of learned from the past, from my past experience, from the stuff you've gone and seen.
Yep.
So we have different pathways, which we'll discuss in a later podcast episode. This one is our updated version of like these guys, how they do the software, and that's the only way they do it. And then we like some parts of what you're doing here. We're going to have a pathway that's like that, but a little bit better.
Right.
You know, so we've done a better version of what each of them are doing, but all within our own internal software. So now you can kind of choose your own adventure. And we'll get into more of why that's good later, but there's not just one way to use it. Every other isokinetic device, there's basically one way to use it.
One way.
And their software, as every software should, it incentivizes their way of using it, but we're not trying to be dogmatic and say this is the way you must use it. We have a bunch of different strokes for a bunch of different folks, and we have a bunch of different pathways that people can use. So that hasn't been seen before in the isokinetic world.
So again, this is why, you know, on our mission to revolutionize exercise, we're going all in on isokinetics. We are putting the time, energy, money, resources, research and development, etc., into ensuring this machine evolves in a way that it helps more people than we've been able to do in the past and others have been able to do in the past. If you have other studios near you and we're not near you yet and they're isokinetic, great. Isokinetics are, as we talked about in the prior episode, the thing to do.
Right.
And we're going to continue to double down on, are we offering the right range of methodologies? Are we offering more and more exercises and basically more overcoming more and more of those jobs to be done for our members? Are we really putting this as a member-centric first piece? Otherwise, like you said, you're going to see more out there, but some might do 5 exercises only, or you might have 7 machines to do 7, or they might all do one type of training and one type of methodology.
Right.
And we're maybe focused on some of those narrow, as we mentioned in the prior episodes, dogmatic lanes or ways of thinking versus, you know, what this really can be and should be for the diverse population we're serving.
And to your point, I will say all of those other isokinetic devices and their manufacturers, I always see them as same team, because we could all be doing buku business and double over the next couple of years and not even scratch the surface of people who need strength training, which is anybody with muscles.
That's right.
We have an unlimited resource, people with muscles. And so there isn't really competition in that sense, like two suitors for a bride or two applicants for one job. It's not a scarce resource. So there's not really that sort of competition. And the more we win, the more they win and vice versa. And then amongst that is a really healthy competition because things will emerge. A lot of stuff we're doing now, it only came true because we saw the need for it back in the day based on what we were seeing.
Yep.
And so now it's their turn to figure it out. But we hope that we've created a scenario where they're going to be answering questions over the next 5 years that we developed the answers to a couple of years back.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So just staying ahead of the curve. But in the end, it's just about trying to give access to strength training to people who don't want to make the weight room a part of their lifestyle. And it used to be, up until recently, all the benefits of strength training we know and love were the exclusive domain of those who knew their way around a weight room. So we don't need that anymore.
Anybody can do this.
Yeah.
So I think we'll wrap up the episode this way. And well said. We've talked about this in the first episodes. We know that effective exercise decreases all-cause mortality by 30-40+%. And as we continue to learn, I believe those numbers are going to get greater. The number one reason people don't exercise and strength train is because they don't have time. And then when they do make the time, they don't have the accountability, or it's not effective. And it might sound like magic. We've been talking about a lot of this lately. People come to FastFit because it's only 20 minutes.
Right.
And we've got the best technology, and yet they remain skeptical because how can it be so good in 20 minutes?
Right.
And I get it. If you're listening to this and you haven't tried the workout, come try a free one, because as soon as you get your hands on this thing, you'll understand why it's so effective.
You'll believe anything we say after the first word. It gives advice and tells the future. And you, okay, yeah, checks out. Yeah, no, I felt it. I believe you.
Exactly.
So after you try it, a lot of things change for you.
Very cool. All right, that's the FastFit Machine. We'll see you all next time. Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.